Today's Daf HaShavua Shir Nishami Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver, Olei HaShalom. It begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition, six lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Zayin Amid Beis, at the two dots with the words of the Mishnah, Mokom Shenekra. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Samach Gimel Amid Beis. Begins the Gemara quoting our Mishnah, Mokom Shenekra Mimenu Avodah Zarah Omer. In a place where someone sees that it has become uprooted from Avodah Zarah, he makes the Baracha, blessed is Hashem, who uprooted Avodah Zarah from our land. Now the Gemara was aware that there was another Baracha for getting rid of Avodah Zarah, and that was Baruch She'okar Avodah Zarah Min HaMokom Hazeh. And that's what our Gemara is going to now explain. When do you say Mi'artzeinu? And when do you say Min HaMokom Hazeh, from this place? Says the Gemara, bringing a Braisa Masnisa, we found in a Braisa, Kishenekra Mikol Mekoymes Eretz Yisrael. When do you say the Nusach HaBrach of our Mishnah, Baruch She'okar Avodah Zarah Mi'artzeinu? That's if it was Nekar, from all the places in Eretz Yisrael. Avolim Nekra Mimokom Echad. But if it was only from one place in Eretz Yisrael, then Omer, he says, Baruch She'okar Avodah Zarah Min HaMokom Hazeh, from this place, but not Mi'artzeinu, because there's many other places that have it, so you can't say Mi'artzeinu, you can only say Min HaMokom Hazeh. This is the way the Yerushalmi understands the two brachas, when each is said. The Bavli gives a different teretz. Both brachas are referring to one place that it's nekar from. The difference is it in Eretz Yisrael or is it in Chutz La'aretz? If it's in Eretz Yisrael, then you say Mi'artzeinu. If it's in Chutz La'aretz, then you say Min HaMokom Hazeh. So the Bavli and Yerushalmi have different terutz. According to Yerushalmi, it's all speaking about an Eretz Yisrael. There's a chilik, one place, or the whole of Eretz Yisrael has no Avodah Zarah. And according to the Bavli, it's only one place. The chilek is Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz. Continues the Gemara, Nekra Mimokom Echad V'Nikva B'Mokom Acher. If it was uprooted in one place, but it was reinstated in another place, so then you make two brachas. Mokom shenitna boy oimer baruch erech apayim. The place where it was rebuilt, you say baruch erech apayim. Blessed Hashem who has mercy on those who go against his will. And in fact, in the Shirin Nischois, in Ois Mem, he elaborates on baruch erech apayim, and he says baruch shenasan erech apayim. And then he says v'chulu. And we find the same nusach in the Bavli and Brachas Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, and also we find it a daf before on Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph. If you look there in the Shinui Nuschois and Ois Dalid, there he says the full text: Shenasan Erech Apayim LaOivrei Ritzonai, that Hashem gives mercy to those who go against His Ratzon. So that's the first bracha that you make. Hashem soivel the fact that they are serving Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. Umakom shenekar mimenu, the place where it was uprooted from. Oimer baruch she'okar Avodah Zarah min HaMokom Hazeh, blessed is Hashem who uprooted Avodah Zarah from this place. And then the braisa continues. Yehi ratzon mifanecha Hashem alekeinu v'kev yiseinu. Kishem she'okarta oisom min HaMokom Hazeh, just like you uprooted the Avodah Zarah from this place. Kach so to taker oisam and amakoymus kulam, uproot Avodah Zarah from everywhere, which seems to indicate the whole world. V'tachser lev oivdel of decha, and those who have previously worshipped the Avodah Zarah, their heart should return to serve you. And then the Gemara seems to ask the question: V'lo nimtza mispalel al oivdei Avodah Zarah? If you're saying min ha-mekayim is kulam, so you're referring to Chutz La'aretz as well. Chutz La'aretz is roiv goyim. So if I am saying a yehi ratzon shetachzer lev avdel avdecha, it seems I'm davening for the goyim, that they should come back to Hashem. Is that the role of Klal Yisrael, to daven for the goyim? This seems to be the Gemara's question. Actually, in this sugya, there are three different mahalchim which we find on the Amid here in the Mefarshim. Let us begin with the Chredim. So we have the Girsa that the Yeratzin is that you should remove Avodah Zarah from all the places. Min HaMakaymas Kulam. And so the Chredim, HaMakaymas Kulan, he quotes the Bavli. The Bavli, Kamar Mikol Makaymas Yisrael. That according to the Bavli, the Girsa in the Braisa was not Mikol HaMakaymas, but Mikol HaMakaymas Yisrael, all Jewish places. And the Braisa held that in Chutz La'aretz you don't have to say this Yiratzin that they should return because they're Goyim and for Goyim you're not mispal. However, in the Yerushalmi we're not Goyris Mikol Mekoymus Yisrael. Here we're Goyris Minam Mekoymus Kula. And that is how the Chredim understands the question of Veloy Nimtza. Continues the next Chredim, Bitmiya, Midah Karma Mekaymas Kulon. Since the Girsa of the Yerushalmi is Midah Mekaymas Kulon, not just in the Eretz Yisrael, Harei Chutz La'aretz Bechlal. So we mean every place in the world there shouldn't be Avodah Zarah. Ukesha Messiah, when you end off with the Yeratzin and you say Vahashev, Koy Namiya Chutz La'aretz, then it's going on Chutz La'aretz also. Sherubin Goyim, Vinim Tzishim Mispal. So that's the Gemara's question. Viloy Nim Tzimispal al Avadazara, Vinira Lachayra She'ein Lispal al Mene Sherubin Goyim. So this is how the Chredim learns it. Umitarets Tanya Rab Shimon Ben Gamliel Oymer. So here also we have the Girsa in the last line, Tani Rab Yishmol Ben Gamliel Oymer. However, as we see here in the Chredim, he's Goyris Rab Shimon Ben Gamliel Oymer. And so too, we have it in the Gra, in Ois Aleph on the right hand column, who says it's Rav Shimon Gamliel, and also in the Shinei Neschois in Ois Samach, we also have that he brings down the Girsa Rav Shimon Gamliel. So according to the Charedim's Pshat, Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel is explaining that yes, Mikol HaMakaymas, we do daven for the Goy. Let's see it inside. The last line, the Gemara had asked the question according to Chredim, how could you daven b'chol ha'makaymus? That's roiv goyim, how are we davening for goyim? Tani, and we'll use the girsa of the Chredim, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel Oymer, af b'chutz la'aretz, sarach l'aymerken. You have to say this even in chutz la'aretz, says the Chredim, mipnei she'asidin l'zgayr. In the future, before Mashiach comes, the goyim will become gayrim. Shenemar oz epoich al amim sofa brura v'chena girsa bebavli. I will change a pure language to the goyim, and they will seek Hashem. They will change. They will want to become gerim. They'll see what the emes is. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael on the Torah. That's the emes. So that's how the Chredim learns this sugya. And on the next amud, they bring Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan says that since man, as long as he's alive, has Bechira, so he can exercise his Bechira to choose Hashem, and that's what the Goyim will do, and therefore we thought you shouldn't be Mispal for the Goyim, and the truth is, no, we should be Mispal, that the Goyim who have Bechira will change and become Gerim, as we see the Navi says in Svanya that will happen in the future. So learns the Chredim this sugya. If we look in the Gra in Ois Aleph, let's learn it together. Leiv Oivdeha, Leivdecha, Tani, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oimer, again his gear says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Af B'chutz La'aretz, Tzarech Loimer Kein. So in other words, what we have in the last line, according to the gears of the Gra, goes right after the Yeratzin, before the question of Veloy Nimtza. So right after it says, V'tachzer leiv oivdeh loivdecha, that's on the second last line of the Gemara, right after that, before Veloy Nimtza, comes Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer, af b'chutz la'aretz sarach leimerken. And on that, the Gemara asks the question, V'loy Nimtza mispal al goyim, So according to the Charedim, it was a diuk from Menachem Karmis Kulam, which the Yerushalmi said and the Bavli didn't say. The Bavli said from all the places in Eretz Yisrael, we call Mekaymus Yisrael. But according to the Gears of Yerushalmi, Menachem Karmis Kulam, so the Charedim said, from there you see even Chutz Laretz. Mele, we have Akasha, you're davening for the Goyim. And the answer is, the Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says, yes, you have to daven for the Goyim, because we have belief that they have Bechira and they will change. So that's the Charedim. The Gra puts Reb Shimon Gamliel before the Kasha, and the mail of the Kasha is on the words of Reb Shimon Gamliel. You don't have to make a diuk from Menachem Karmis Kulam, but he says it outright. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Af b'chutz l'aretz tzarech lemerkein. You have to do it in chutz l'aretz also, even though there's Rav Goyim. Frank the Gemara on Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, v'loy nimtza mispal al goyim, and on that, the way to grow learns, that's what we bring on Daf Pei Ches Amid Aleph, that Rabbi Yochanan said, there's an Indian of Bechira. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Kimi Asher Yechubar, and that's the Kri, and Yifchar Ksiv, the Ksiv is choosing, El Kol HaChaim, as long as a person is still attached, Yechubar, to life, he can be Bocher to do the right thing, and that's what we believe they will do, as the Pnei Moshe also brings down the last one, Divrei Maschil Af Mipnei She'asidim Lizgayer, as it says in Tzvanya, Oz Epoch Elam Sofer Bru V'Hainu Kedidorish Rabbi Yochanan Kameh. So according to the Pnei Moshe, what Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says is identical with Rabbi Yochanan, that since they have Bechira, we hope and we're mispalel for the Goyim that they should exercise their Bechira to become Gerim, as the Navi Tzvanya tells us will happen Lasid Lavi. So we've already done the Charedim and the Gra. And finally, the Pnei Moshe in Divrei HaMaschil V'tach Sulev Oivdeo Loivdecho says, he brings up Tosefta. Chaster Khan, there are words missing here. Rachel Garcia, but Tosefta. U'bechutz Olaretz Ein Tzarech Loimer Kein Mipnei Sheruba Goyim. According to Tosefta, the Brice at the beginning is saying, no, you don't say it in Chutz Laretz. You only say it in Eretz Yisrael. Va'alo komer taima. According to the Pnei Moshe, who brings the Tosefta, the words v'loy nimtza is not a kasha, but it's an explanation of why the Tosefta says, b'chutz Laretz ain't sarach loy merkein. Va'alo komer taima, v'loy nimtza mispala al oivde over the zor im yoy merkein. Because if you're telling me that he has to say in Chutz Laretz, that's going on Goyim, and we shouldn't daven on Goyim. And that comes Tani Rab Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer af b'Chutz Laretz Sarach Leimer. And that is according to the Tosefta, according to the Pnei Moshe. There's a machloikis here. Tana Kama says b'Feirish that b'Chutz Laretz you don't say it. And on that, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel argues that you do say it because of Rabbi Yochanan, that they have Bechira and they will become Gerim. These are the various Mahalchim here in the Sugya, how to explain a difficult piece of Gemara, whether it's a Kasha, whether it's an explanation, and whether there's a Machloikis here. These are the different Shitas as we turn to Daf Pei Ches Amid Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan at the top of Peches Amid Aleph, Kosuv, it is written in the Pasuk, and he's referring to a Pasuk in Koheles, Perek Tes, Pasuk Dalid, Ki Mi Asher Yechubar. So there is here a Kri and a Ksiv. There's a way we read the Pasuk, and there's a way that it's written. So it is read Yechubar. And it is written in Koheles as Yevuchar. And then the Pasuk continues, El Kol HaChayim Yesh Betochen. And the Pasuk concludes, which we don't have here in the Yerushalmi, Ki Lekelav Chai Utoiv Min HaAryeh Ames. A live dog is better than a dead lion. So, in other words, Rabbi Yochanan is telling us that we understand this Pasuk using the Kri and the Ksiv together. Ki mi asher yechubar el kol achayim, whoever is attached to life, meaning as long as you are alive, then we're going to do the ksiv yevuchar instead of yechubar. You could choose. As long as you're alive, yesh betochen, there's hope that you will choose the right derech. A live dog, you might be a Russia Marusha, but you're alive. A live dog is better than a dead lion. And that's what the Gemara explains here. Shekolzman shadam chai yeshu tikva. As long as the person is alive, there's hope. He can change himself through bechira. As long as he's a yechubar, as long as he is attached to life, he can choose good. Mace, but if he died of the tikvasai, then there is no more hope. He's done whatever he did in this life. He can't change it anymore. My time. What is the source for this? The pasuk states, "B'moisan Russia toive tikva." When an Adam Russia dies, then all hope is lost. Till he died, there was Hashem waits for a person, as we say in the Tfilas of the Yom Neroyim. Ad Yoy Moise Techakal, he waits till the day of death that the person should do tshuva. Once he died, then there is no more hope for him to return. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying the same as Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that we do have to daven for the goyim in Chutz La'aretz, that they should throw away the avodah zarah, they should do tshuva, because as long as a person is alive, he has bechira, and he can decide with his own free will to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we should daven, as it says in the Yiratzen, v'tachzer lev oivdeha le'oivdecha. The Gemara before quoted a Tosefta concerning uprooting of avodah zarah from Eretz Yisrael, and now the Gemara continues to quote from that Tosefta. Tani Rabbi Yehuda, we learned in the Tosefta that Rabbi Yehuda said, Shloisha dvorim tzarech adam lomer b'chol yom. A person has to say three things every day for different reasons, as we'll soon see. First, he has to say a bracha of Baruch Shalai Asani Goy. Secondly, he has to say Baruch Shalai Asani Boor, that you have not made me a boor. And third, Baruch Shalai Asani Isha, you didn't make me a woman. Why? Baruch Shalai Asani Goy, she'ena goyim klum. A person has to remind himself every day that the goyim have no value in the eyes of Hashem. Kol ha-goyim ka'ayin k'negdoi. All the goyim are like nothing. With all the might that the goyim seem to have, but in reality, k'neged Hashem, they are nothing. And a person has to remind himself of this every day. The next bracha, Baruch Shalai Asani Bur, she'ein bur yirei chet. If a person is a bur, an ignoramus, then he cannot be a yorei chet, and therefore you have to say that bracha as well. And finally, Baruch Shalai Asani Isha, a person is saying that he thanks Hashem, that Hashem gave him the ability to draw close to him through mitzvahs. A woman is by nature closer to Hashem, more spiritual, and she doesn't need as many mitzvahs as a man, but we thank Hashem for the opportunity to draw close to him through mitzvahs. Continues the Gemara with another pshat on the pasuk that we brought before, the Kri and the Ksiv of Kimi Asher Yechubar. Who is this referring to? Afilu Oisim Shepashli Dem Bezvul. Even those in the army of Nebuchadnezzar who helped to destroy the Zvul, which refers to the Beis HaMikdash, Yeshlam Bitochen. We would think that there's no hope for them. There's no way that they could do tshuva. No, they are able to do tshuva. And in fact, the Gemara tells us that there was one of Nebuchadnezzar's generals, Nebuzradan, he did do tshuva and he did become a ger. But the Gemara says that that's what the pasuk is referring to. However, even though they can do tshuva, the tshuva has limited effect. Lekarvan efter shekvar pashti yadayim bezvul. On the one hand, to bring them totally close, that they should get Gan Eden. After all, they put their hands into the Beis HaMikdash, they destroyed it, so they did such a terrible avera that they cannot get Gan Eden. But l'rachkon, to push them away and not acknowledge that they did tshuva, yefshir, also not. She'asu tshuva, they did tshuva, aleinu oimer, concerning the soldiers of Nebuchadnezzar who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and who did tshuva, it says, v'yashnu shnas oilom v'lo yakitsu. They will sleep an eternal sleep and not get up. They won't be in Gan Eden, but they won't be in Gehinnom either. The Vilna Gaon says that this sleep is a very sweet sleep, but they will not be zoicha to Gan Eden. Rabbanan de Kisran Amri, the Rabbanan of Caesarea said, Ketane Goyim, the small children of the goyim who do aveiras, but it's because of the chinuch that they get from their oiv the avodah zara parents, so they're like forced to do ra. And also chayil oisav shal Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar's soldiers, his army, who were also forced to attack the Beis Hamikdash. Ein chayin vein nidoinen. They don't get olam haba, but they're not nidden in Gehenna. As we said before, because after all, they did an avera, but since they were forced into it, therefore they will not be punished in Gehinnom. Aleim akasav oimer v'yashnu shnas oilam. And on them, the pasuk says that they will sleep an eternal sleep. Continues the Gemara. Ha'ayv l'fnei bati avodah zarah. If a person passed in front of the house of avodah zarah, house of worship, oimer beis geyim, the house of the haughty, yisach Hashem, Hashem will uproot. Rabbi Yosi Rabbun b'shem Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Yosi Rabbun said the name of Rabbi Levi. Ra oisam mizavlin l'avodah zarah, if they were doing their avodah to the avodah zarah. So the simple pshat over here is that the Chazal are making fun of the service to the avodah zarah by calling it mizavlin, which comes from the word zevel, which means manure. They're fertilizing with manure. That is how Chazal made fun of the Avodah Zarah, the service to the Avodah Zarah. However, in the Shinin Nischois, in Ois Ches, he says that others are goyres mizabchin. If a person saw them sacrificing to the Avodah Zarah, Omer, he says, Zaveyach le'lohim yechram, whoever sacrifices to the Avodah Zarah will be destroyed. Now, we will mention other special brachas. Horoyas akushi, if somebody sees somebody who is very black, the esagi chur, or somebody who's very red, the esalafkan, somebody who's very white, the esakipach, and a person who, the esakipeach, and he sees a person who is thin, and he has a slim frame, he's very tall, and his frame is not strong enough to hold his vertebrae. And as a result, he is stooped over. And it looks like that the vertebrae seem to be dislocated. And by being stooped over in such a way, he looks very disgusting. Ve'es ananes, or a person sees a dwarf, oimer, baruch mishanes abrius, blessed Hashem who has made a shinui, a difference, that some people look very much different than others. If he sees esakatua, somebody whose legs are amputated, vesasuma, the blind person, vesmukishchin, somebody was hit by boils, oimer baruch dynamis, just like if a person hears bad news that somebody was nifter, he says baruch dynamis. So seeing these people in this situation is like something bad happening from Hashem, and he says baruch dynamis. Says the Gemara in explanation, Masnita, this Baraisik is Shehoyu Shleimim Vinishtanu. When do we say on a Ketua Mukishchin and the Suma Baruch Dynamis? That's if they were born healthy, with all their limbs intact, and then something happened. Then he says, Baruch Dynamis, Avalim Hoya came Meimai, if he was born like that, Oimer Baruch Mishanah Sabriyas, then. If from birth the person was blind or legs cut off or a mukishchin, so then he will say Boruch Mishanes Abrius. Continues the Gemara. Haroya ilonais noim of Neodim noim. If a person sees beautiful trees or beautiful people, Oimer Boruch Argir Sehirish, it came Boruch Abrius nois boilamoi. In the Shininus Chois, so on in Ois Lamed, we have Shekocha is one girsa, and then he brings the Rav Yoh who says Shabora. So instead of Shekein Bora, he just has Shabora. And then in Ois Mem, he brings the Rav Yoh, Bo'olamoi Lahan Ois Mehem B'nei Adam. So according to the Rav Yoh, the complete bracha is Shabora Briois No'ois that people can get pleasure from gazing at these beautiful trees or people. The Gemara now relates a story, Maaseh Rabbi Gamaliel. Shara'ah, he saw Goya Isha no Birchalel. He saw beautiful Goyisha woman, and he made this bracha of Shebora Briyos Nois Boilamai Lahanois Mehem Bnei Adam. So the Gemara has two questions on what Rabbi Gamaliel did. Number one, Loikain Amar Rab Zera B'Shem Rabbi Yois Rab Chanina. And also Rabbo said it in the name of Rabbi Chia, who said it B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Loisachanim, the Isser, the Lav Natar of Loisachanim, what does that refer to? Loisitin Alein Chain. There's an Avera for a person to compliment a Goy, that like Rabbi Gamaliel did her. How could Rabbi Gamaliel compliment a Goy in this manner when that's the Isser of Loisachanim? You're not supposed to compliment a Goy. Don't speak about a Goy in a favorable way, such as Rabbi Gamaliel did. The Gemara answers, Ma Omar Avaskata. And the Mefarshim explained, Avaskata is like we say, Bli Ayin Hara. In other words, was he giving a compliment to the woman, Bli Ayin Hara, how beautiful you are, and you should always be so beautiful? He wasn't giving her. Loistachanim is when you give the person. Here, Loi Omar Ela Shekach Bora Briyos Nois Boilam Hashem. He was complimenting Hashem. He was giving a bracha to Hashem that he created such beautiful people. On that, there's no Isser of Loistachanim. Shekein Afila Ra Gomulna. If somebody saw beautiful camel, Susna, beautiful horse, Chamorna, beautiful donkey, Oimer, Baruch Shabar, Briyos Nois Boilam. Is he complimenting the donkey? Is he complimenting the horse? No, he's complimenting Hashem, who created these beautiful creatures for man to have pleasure by looking at them. The Gemara has another problem. Forget about Loisachanim. Zu Darkish Ram Gamaliel Listakel Benoshim. Was this the Derech Ram Gamaliel that he would go around gazing and staring at women? There's an Isser of Listaklos. There's an Isser to look at a woman, to gaze in her beauty. The Gemara answers, Ela Derech Akmumisa Hoisa. There was a crooked path. Kegoinahain pupsidus, as the Charedim says in the third line in the right hand column, Derech Akuma Yadua at some Tveria Shishmokach. This was a famous crooked way, and so the Hibid Boshalebatevasa, against his wishes, he saw her. She was coming from one side, and it was crooked, so and he was on the other side, walking towards her. And at the corner, they met. And he didn't realize that she was coming from the other side, around the corner of this crooked path. And then, against his will, he did see her. So once he saw her, he made this bracha of Shabora Briyos Nois Boilamai. Continues the Gemara, Korah HaGever. If someone heard the rooster crow, Oimer, he makes the bracha Baruch Chacham Harazim. Blessed is Hashem who created the wise one who knows the secrets. As the Pasuk in Iyuv, Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Lamed Vav states, Mi Shas Betuchais Chachma, who gave in the smooth ones Chachma. This means the kidneys are smooth organs, and there's chachma in the kidneys, and the pasuk concludes, Oy minasan lasechvi vina, or who gave to the sechvi understanding to know when the night ends and the day begins. So arnus chabracha asher nasan lasechvi vina lahavchen ben yom vein loyla, that comes from that pasuk in Iyov. And we're going with the premise that Sechvi means a rooster. How do we talk and know that when the Pasuk speaks about Sechvi, the Pasuk is referring to a rooster? Because Rabbi Levi told us there's three psukim in Tanakh which use words that we find the Goyim used. Amar Rabbi Levi, Ba'arbia in Arabia, Karin Le'imra Yuvla. They call a sheep a Yuvla. And where do we find in the Torah a reference to a sheep as a yuvla? The pasuk says, when Yeshua and Klal Yisrael were surrounding Yericho, v'haya b'mshayach b'keren ha'yavil, when there will be a long blast with the horn, So it says the word hayovel, it means yuvlo, it means a sheep, a ram's horn. Everybody should shout, and the walls of Yericho will fall down. Ba'Africa, in Africa, Kairil and Nida Galmuda. Nida is called a Galmuda. And where's the Pasuk? A Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perik Mem Tes, Pasukov Aleph, Vani Shekula Vigalmuda. I am bereaved, and I'm in exile, like a woman who's in Nida, that she is separated from her husband. But Raimi and Raim, Tvachin, they shout out Latarnagola to a rooster, Sechvi. That's what they call a tarnagol. So we see a tarnagol in Rome is Sechvi, and that's what the Pasuk, which is the conclusion of Mishas Betuchos Chachma, the Pasuk concludes, Oi Minasan La Sechvi Vina, which we see from Rabbi Levi, refers to a tarnagola. So we, in the Gemara here, we say that the bracha for listening to the rooster at the crack of dawn crowing, one says, Baruch Hachem Arazim, which we don't say. We have a nusach that goes after the words of the pasuk of Sech Vivina. But now the Gemara is going to tell us a different time when you make the bracha of Chacham Harazim. Haroya Uchlesen, if somebody sees large crowds, Oymer Baruch Chacham Harazim. Hashem is the one who is wise, and he knows everyone's secrets of all of these people who are part of this large group. Now we find in the Chredim, he brings down the Bavli, Dafnun Chesam and Aleph, Uchlesi Yisrael. The Bavli says it means Jewish large groups. Pirush Rashi, Chayil Gadol, Vishal Shishim Ribihu, it is 60,000, in other words, 600,000. The Yerushalmi doesn't mention 600,000, it doesn't mention that the Uchlesin have to be Jewish. It would seem that the Yerushalmi argues on the Bavli. The Yerushalmi holds, even if they're made up of Goyim, and even if it's not 600,000, one would still say on a large crowd, Baruch Chacham Harazim. And the Gemara explains why. What's the Chachma of Hashem with a large crowd? Kishem, Shem, Pratzufim, Dom, Mazel, is that just like each person's face is not the same as another person's face? Kach, Ain't Dat and Dom, Mazel, so too their mind, their thinking is not the same. And yet Hashem is the Chacham Harazim, he knows what everybody is thinking. And now, speaking about large groups, we find that Ben Zoyma, when he saw a large group, he was very makar toif. Why? Ben Zoyma, when he saw these large groups in Yerushalayim, Hayoimer, he would say the following, Baruch Shebora Kol Elu Sham Sheni, bless Hashem that he created all of these people to serve me. He had a chorus of toif to every person who Lamashal in his first member of a chorus of toif, he thanks them for giving him a piece of bread. What did it take to make this piece of bread? Kama yoga Adamarishan. Adamarishan had no one to help him. So how much work did Adamarishan have to do? Achaloi ochal prusa, until he was able to eat a piece of bread. Chorus, he had to plow. Zora, he had to seed. Nikesh, he weeded. Eder, he hoed. Kotsar, he reaped. Emer, he gathered. Dosh, he threshed. Zara, he winnowed the chaff from the grain. Birer, he selected the debris from the grain. Tochan, he grinded. Hirkid, he sifted the flour. Losh, he kneaded the dough. Vikitavan, he smeared on top of the challah, on top of the bread, he smeared oil. Then he baked it. Finally, after he did all of these different melachas with the bread, finally he was able to eat a piece of bread. Vani and I get up every morning, and I find all of this has already been done. I have a piece of a loaf of bread. I don't have to go through all of these acts in order to get my piece of bread. And now let's speak about clothing. Ray kamigiz yagod marishnat shemotz chalok lobosh. Look how much effort Adam Arishan had to exert in order to get a garment to wear. Gazaz, he sheared the wool. Valibin, he cleaned it. Vinipitz, and he disentangled the wood. Vitzavi dyed it. Vitavi spun it. Varki wove. the key base, he washed it, v'tofer, and he sewed it, as we turn to daf pei ches on the base, v'achar kach matzah cholik lubosh. Finally, he found a garment to wear. V'ani, and myself, I get up every morning, I find everything was already mesukin, I have a garment to wear. And other people have put in great effort to make my garment, and I don't have to do any of this work. Kama bali umnes, how many different craftsmen, mashkim marim, they get up early in the morning, they go to sleep late at night, and they're busy producing bread for people, producing clothing for people. Vani, oimed b'shachris, umaytze kolel l'fonai, and I get up in the morning and I find all of this that's already prepared, and on this he had tremendous hakoros hatoiv. And so too, Ben Zom had the same attitude by a guest. V'cheinoy Ben Zom Oimer, Oiruch Ra, bad guest, Ma Oimer, what does he say? What's his attitude? V'chimah chalti, Michel, Balabayas. What did I already eat from the Balabayas? Chimah shasis, Michel, Balabayas. What did I drink from the Balabayas? Chatich achas achalti, loy, loy meaning mimenu. I ate one piece of bread from him. I drank one cup of wine from him. Big deal. I had a lot of work that he had to do to get everything on the table. Yeah, that he did for his wife and children. But I myself, what did I get from it? Very little. A good guest who has a chorus of toiv, as Ben Zoyma had for all the workers who produced the bread and the garments. What's his attitude at a table? He's Oimer, he says, Baruch Balabayas, Zocher Balabayas, the Toiva, blessed is the Balabayas, he should be remembered for good. Kamayayan Hevi Lefonai, I took maybe one cup, but he brought me a whole bottle of wine to drink. Kamachatichas Hevi Lefonai, I took only one piece of meat, one slice of bread, but he brought many pieces for me to take. Kamatarch Tarch Lefonai, how much work he did for me. Call Masha Tarach, all the work that he did, like Tarach El Bishvili, only because of me. If he would be alone eating at home, he would be satisfied with much less. He gave so much on the table, it was so bountiful, only because of me, because I was his guest. And so too, we find that the Pasuk says in Iyuv, Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk of Dalet, Zechor Kisazgi for Oloi Hashashara Nashim, that which people see, you should make enlarged. In other words, the guest, the proper role is to always be mishabech, the provider, the balabos, and to bring out how beautifully and to what a large extent he prepared a beautiful meal for the guest, for the orech. The Meforshim asked the question, the Bavli tells us that one should not bless and praise a balabayas because unscrupulous people will take advantage of him. They'll hear, oh, there's good food over there. They'll come to him and he'll have to take many, many guests if I'm going to announce it. The answer is that Ein Chanami, one should not do that in public because of these unscrupulous people, but in a private setting, to the balabayas himself, to his family, to praise to show a chorus of toiv, that is certainly praiseworthy, and that is what the Yerushalmi is telling us here. We don't have to say it's a machlokes bavli Yerushalmi. One is speaking in public, that's not the forum to praise the balabayas, and one is speaking in private, there a person should show his chorus of toiv. Begins the Mishnah, halacha beis, other things that we see that we have to make brachas on. Al hazikim, we have to make a bracha, as we're going to see, of Shekoichai Uvarasai Mole Oilam. Hashem's strength fills the world. Let us see the Chredim. Allah Zikin Pirsha Rabba Bavaji. Zikin Koichav Hanira Kemisha Pesach Rikia Yora Kechets Mimakam Lamakam. Zikin are that the sky opens and there is something that shoots like an arrow from one place to the other. This would either be a meteor or a shooting star. Inami, and this is the Rambam's pshat, Koichav Shanir Kemisha Yesh Leizonavarach. It's a star that it appears that it has a long tail. This would be a comet. The next part of the Mishnah, V'al Hazvois, and on earthquakes, says the Chredim, Sheho Oretz Mizdazas Rayashas, the whole earth shakes and trembles. That's an earthquake. Continues the Mishnah, Vala Barakim, and on lightning. Vala Ram, on thunder. Vala Ruchois, and on winds. The Gemara will discuss exactly on what winds we make this bracha. On all of these things, Uaymer, Baruch Shekoichai, Mali Oilam. So in here in the Yerushalmi, it's only Koichai. However, in the Mishnayis and in the Bavli, the gear says Koichai Ugvurasai Mali Oilam, and that is our minig to say Koichai Ugvurasai Mali Oilam. Alohorn Valagvois, on mountains and on hills, Vala Yamim, and on the oceans, Vala Nahorois, and on rivers, special rivers. These would be the four that were mentioned at the beginning of Chumash, coming out of the Gan Eden. Va'al HaMidborios, and on deserts, Uaymer Baruch Oisa Bereshis. Hashem made these during the Sheshish May Bereshis. Let us see the Charedim. First on Ra'amim, second short line in the left-hand column of the Charedim. Ra'amim Koyla Nishma Berekia, the thunder that's heard in the heaven. May Ananim, from clouds, Sheshoycha Mai Mizelezeh, that pour water from one cloud to the other. The next Charedim, Vala Ruchoi, Sheboim Bezaf Uvesara, Ve'enam Tzuyin El Leprakim. We only have this a whirlwind, tornado, hurricane. It only happens from time to time. So what does he say? Bar Shekoichoi Mali Oilam. Ve'i Boi, so the Charedim tells us, if he wants, Mevorach Baruch Oysa Mas Bereshis, Shekolei Lamas Bereshis Haim. All of these things were also made during Sheshem Bereshis. Kitziv, we find a pasuk in Tehillim. Brokim Lamatrasa. Hashem made lightning when rain comes. Avla Lahorn Valgvois, Oimor Isa Mas Bereshis, Dafkin. Delemasu Vuchalash, Koich Malayom, Shein and Nirn Berevo Oilam El Kolech Vechim Kaimai. In other words, a mountain or a hill that stays in its place, so an individual sees it. But it's not something that is seen or heard in the greater world. Mashiyin kain, thunder and lightning and winds. So these travel from one place to another. And therefore we say on a Chekoichu Gvorosu Mole Oilam. But a person sees even the Rocky Mountains, but it's not Mole Oilam. It's located on the west coast. That's where the Rockies are. So, and that doesn't apply Shekoichai Rasmali Oilam. So the Charedim is saying that on the first group of Zikim and Zvois and Brakim Ramim Ruchais over there, where it's not local, it comes from far distances away and it's experienced far away. So there you have a choice. The Mishnah says, Karchik Vrasim Ali Oilam, and we could also do Isam Aspirations, because it was created at the beginning of the world. However, the second set of Horim Gvois, Yam Nahoris, Midboris, there he can only say, Baruch Isam Aspirations. Continues the Mishnah, Rebuta Oimer, Rebuta says, Aroya is a Yamagodl, the one who sees the big sea, and we'll see in a minute what we are referring to by Yamagodl. Oimer Baruch also says a Yamagodl. Blessed Hashem who made the Yamagodl. Now, says the Charedim, Hayamagodl, Yam Okeanus. This is Oceanus, Shemakim Soilim, that surrounds the entire world. For example, the Atlantic Ocean would be included. And this is what the Rush says in a tshuva to explain what the Yamagodl is. But the Beis Yosef and Siman Reish Chav Ches disagrees, and he says that it is the sea that is in front of Eretz Yisrael, the Mediterranean. That's referred to as the Yamagodl. The Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Chav Ches Sif Beis brings many Achronim who disagree with the Mechaber. The Mechaber falls to sheet in the Beis Yosef that it refers to the Mediterranean, and their opinion is that it's only Oceanus. It's the oceans around the world that are connected one to another that on them we refer to as Yam HaGadol, and you have to make the bracha Baruch Sha'asa as a Yam HaGadol. However, on the Mediterranean we say, like other seas and rivers, Oysa Masa Bereshis. Rabbi Yaakov Zitzal in his Sefer Emes LeYaakov wants to say that Emes the Beis Yosef also agrees that Yam HaGadol refers to Oceanus. What the Beis Yosef was saying is that it doesn't only refer to Oceanus, it can refer to the Mediterranean, because the Mediterranean is connected to Oceanus. It's connected to the Atlantic Ocean. So the Beis Yosef Shita is that any sea that is connected to the oceans is also included in Yam HaGadol. What would be excluded? Only landlocked seas, such as the Yam HaMelech or the Caspian Sea, which don't flow into the ocean, but rather all around the sea is land. On that you make Ois Mas Bereshis. But Yam HaGadol, according to Rabbi Yaakov's Pshat in the Beis Yosef, includes Oceanus and also the Mediterranean, which is connected to Oceanus. Now, Rabbi Yehuda could either be Mefarish the Tanna Kamma. When the Tanna Kamma said Al Hayamim, he was referring to other seas, but not to the Yam HaGadol, because the Yam HaGadol, you have to make its own special bracha. And Mefarshim explained that Rabbi Yehuda's Lashitasa, because we had before on Daf Mem, that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is always to be Mefarit. The biggest Shavach of Hashem is to detail every great thing that Hashem does, and therefore he says that we make a special bracha of Boire Mini Adoshim. Hashem made different kind of greens. The Chacham hold it's Nichlal in the Klal, the general rule of Boire Pri Adama. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is, no, you have to be Mefarid. If you can make it more particular, specific, it's not just Boire Pri Adama, but it's Boire Mini Adoshim, that's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. So here too, you could be coiled the Yam HaGadol into all the Yamim and say, Oysa Mas Bereshis. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that he's more specific, and he says on the Yam HaGadol that gets its own brach. And now the Mishnah continues, Bizman Shurei El HaParakim. If he sees it from time to time, because you can only make a bracha when it's a chiddush to you. When does it become a chiddush? So says the Haredim. So first the Haredim explains in Divrei Maskil she'osu Yom HaGadol, why do we give it a special bracha according to Yehuda? She'mitoil gadlo v'cheshivusi, since it's so large and it's choshev, kaveh bracha la'atzmi, it gets its own bracha. L'prakim, mishloshim yom, every 30 days. The Rosh brings a raya from a Gemara we're going to have soon, that 30 days we find the Gabi Yerushalayim. The Gemara says when a person has to tear Kriya, when he sees the Makam HaMikdash, so it's only if he sees it once in 30 days. So the Rosh learns that this memra in the Mishnah, Bizman Shehu Ra'el Prakim, is not going just on the Yam HaGadol where it's written right next to it, but on all the things that you see and you make a bracha, you do it only if you see it once in 30 days. You see the Rocky Mountains, so you have to make a bracha Ois Mas Bereshis, but that's only if you see it with an interval of 30 days. And as Ramosha explains, that otherwise there's no chiddush. You just seen it recently, 2 weeks ago, and therefore it's not enough to be mechayiv a new bracha. Of course, by a lightning, a storm, a thunder, where we're going to learn if the storm completely goes away, and then on the same day a new storm comes, and there's new lightning, so even though it's on the same day, that's a whole new experience with this lightning we make. So we're going to make again the brachas of Ois Mas Bereshis and Shekarach Rasim Oli Oilam. But on things that are stationary, and you see them often, so it's only when you have an interval of 30 days that you would make a new bracha. And this phrase, Bizman Shurei El HaParakim, is going not only on Yam HaGadol, it's going on all the things that one sees. Al Shomron Rein, V'Absurus Tovus, and on good news, V'Oimer Boruch HaTov HaMeitiv, says the Pnei Moshe, right before the Gemara, V'Al B'Surus Tovus, She'hein Tovus Lo Yu L'Acherim, they're good for him and for others. HaTov Hashem was good to me, V'HaMeitiv, and he was good to others of my family. V'im hein loy levadai, but however, if it was only a toiva that he himself experienced, I'm a shechiyano. On that he says, shechiyano. Continues the Mishnah, v'al shmus harois, person that heard bad news, who I'm er borach dayan ha'emes, blessed is HaKadosh Baruch, who is the dayan ha'emes, he is the true judge. Begins the Gemara, Tani Barkapora, Barkapora, Tada Baraisa, Masrin al Hazuais. We blow the shofar when earthquakes happen, as the Haredim tells us, around 10 lines before the bottom of the Amud on the left-hand side, Masri Nalazuos, Kisharitz, right at this, when you have an earthquake, Masri in Betfilah. So we daven and we blow the shayfer, Kishem Shemasri. Now, called Sarish Leitov El Atzibur, Kiris Betainis, Taf Yotasim Adav. We find more in Tainis that they used to blow the shayfer for Chas V'Shom, any tzor that would come to call Yisrael. So Bar Kapor says the same was in the case of an earthquake. Back to the Gemara, Shmuel Omar in Avrahain Zika. Now we're speaking about the first item in the Mishnah, the Zika, which was either a shooting star or a meteor or a comet. So Shmuel, who was a big buck in astronomy, he said if a Zika, a shooting star, would pass through Bixil in the constellation called Xil, Machrev Oil, that would destroy the world. Masivin l'Shmuel. So the Bnei Yeshiva asked the Kasha to Shmuel, Vanan Chamyin le'over. We did see that a Zika passed through the constellation of Xil and nothing happened. Amar Lohan, he responded to them, Les Efshir, that's impossible. And I have to tell you, either Oy Le'elmine, either it was in front of the constellation, or Le'ramine, it might have looked like that, but it was either in the front or Le'ra in the back, but it couldn't have gone through. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, Chacham Ana Bishkiki Shmai, I am wise in the paths of the heaven, Kishkiki Nardoi Karti, like my city Nardo. The Lashon of the Bavli is Nehirinli Shvila de Rekia Kishvila de Nardoi. I'm very clear in the paths in heaven, like I am in the streets of my city. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zitzal says, from here you see that there's an inyan that a person should know the streets of a city. Bar mina hainzika, lesson o yada mahu, except for the zika that I don't know what it is. That thing that's not a stationary, it moves from one place to the other, that I'm not familiar with. Ask the Gemara, how did Shmuel talk in the astronomy? V'chi Shmuel olo l'shamayim? Did Shmuel go up to the heaven and learn how the planets work? How did he learn it? Ela al shem, because the pasuk says, Mi yisaper shchachim b'chachma, who will relate concerning the heavens in chachma? In other words, it came from Hashem. Actually, this question is asked in the Medrash Rabban Devarim, because Shmuel there makes a statement that whoever is shakua in astronomy, whoever is engrossed in astronomy, he cannot at the same time be engrossed in Torah. He won't be able to become a Gadol B'Torah. So this Talmidim asked him, but you're a Baki in both. He said, I learned it at a time when you're not allowed to learn Torah. In a Beis HaKiseh, in a Beis HaMerchatz, a bathhouse, a bathroom. So that's where I learned it. In the Medrash Rabban Tehillim, we find that he answered that he learned everything from the Torah. All the astronomy that Shmuel knew came from Chazal, from what he learned in Kol HaTorah Kolo. We should point out that the Haredim on what Shmuel says, that if Ezekiel would go through Xil, it would destroy the world, says the Haredim, two words, B'Hashgachas Hashem. It's the Hashgachas Hashem that made sure that it would never go through the constellation of Xil, because if it would, it would destroy the world. Continues the Gemara. Eliyo Zoch LaTov, Eliyo HaNavi, who should be remembered for good. Like we say, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. When you mention a Tzadik, you have to mention good about him. So Eliyo Zoch LaTov, Shol Rav Neroi, yes, Rav Neroi, Nema, boy, in Zuislam, why do earthquakes come to the world? Apparently Hashem is upset about something and there's an earthquake. What's the reason? Amulei, he responded, Bavon, Trumas and Maisris, because people don't give properly Trum and Maisr. And he brings it from a Pasuk. Kosev, Echad, Amir, one Pasuk says, Tomet, Eni Hashem, Lekecha, Bo. The eyes of Hashem are constantly looking over Eretz Yisrael, protecting Eretz Yisrael. The Kosev, Echad, another Pasuk says, Hamabit, Lord, Svatirat. Hashem looks at the earth and it trembled. Yogabaharm, he touched the mountains of Ershanu and they broke into a fire, into a smoke. So we see on the one hand he watches over Eretz Yisrael, on the other hand it seems that he punishes Eretz Yisrael. Paul Ketza, these Kamish Snakes from Malola, how can we reconcile these two psukim? The answer is, Bishar, Sheisrael, Isram, Tzorn, Shom, Okim, if Klal Yisrael does the will of Hashem, and might see Masr Sein, Betikunan, and they bring out the Meister properly, Tominani Hashem, Lekechel, Ba, Mereish, Hashanah, Barach, Hashanah, then the eyes of Hashem are constantly on Eretz Yisrael, taking care of Eretz Yisrael from the beginning of the year until the end of the year. Ve'einon, Yisak, is Klum, and it doesn't get damaged at all. But when Klal Yisrael does not do the will of Hashem, and they don't bring out their ma'aser properly, then the Hashem looks down on Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael trembles, and that's when the earthquakes come. So this was the answer that Rav Nuroi gave to Eliyo Hanavi. However, as we turn to Daf Pei Tes Amid Aleph, Omar Le, Eliyo responded to Rav Nuroi, Bini, my son, chayecho, by your life, kachi svora de milsa. Logically, you're right. This is why earthquakes happen, because they didn't give tribus from Isis. Avol kach ikra shodor. The essence of the matter is something else. Ela, bishosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu mabit. When Hashem looks down, bebate tiatroyos, at the theaters, ubebate kirkisoyos, and at the feasting places, they are secure. These are places that the goyim have. The shanon, and they are undisturbed. The shalva, peaceful. Ubeis migdash, charav, and his base migdash lies in destruction. It's destroyed. Hu apilyon lelame lechriva. He desires to destroy his world. Hashem will roar al Naveu over his lodging place, the Beis HaMikdash. So we say that the word al means Bishvil Naveu, because of his lodging place, because it's destroyed and the Goyim's places are all peaceful. Hashem wants to destroy the world, and he makes an earthquake for that reason. There's a beautiful Rav Yah brought down in the Shinin Neschois in Ois Gimel. B'Rav Yah, Chelik Aleph Sim Kuf Memavav, Mevakish Lahachar V'Lamay, V'Kivin She'Yisroel Nechnasim Shachris V'Arvis, L'Batik Nesis L'Batim Midrashis, U'Miyachtim Shmoy V'Oimrim Shma Yisroel Hashem L'Kein Hashem Echad. So once he wants to destroy the world, but Klal Yisrael is going to shul in the morning and at night, and they have Yichud Hashem, that Hashem is one. Miskapsim Kol Malachi Ashar, so all the angels in heaven come Eitzal Kodesh Baruch Hu to Hashem V'Oimrim L'Fanav, and they say to him, Atahu Achaloi Nivroilam, you were there before the world was created. V'Atahu Mishnah Nivroilam, and you are there now after the world was created. Atahu Ba'alam Hazev, Atahu Olam Haba. You are in this world and you're in the next world. Kadesh Shimcha Magdish Shemecha, sanctify your name on those who sanctify your name. Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Shimcha Barabim. Miyad Noiche Datoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind is set at ease. Hadol Dechsev, V'yatah Kadosh, Yoshev Tilos Yisrael. What does that mean? Yoshev means Shem Yashiv Daitoi. Hashem, Kaviyachol, is appeased and he calms down. Bishvil Tehilos Yisrael. It's Yoshev. He gets Miyushev. He calms down from his anger of wanting to destroy the world because of the Tehillah Yisrael, because of the praise that Klal Yisrael gives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the earthquake is a sign Hashem's angry, and he wants to destroy the world. But he's appeased by the Tehillah Yisrael, and Mimela, it's Yoshev. He's Nisyashev, and he does not destroy the world. A beautiful addition of the Rav Yah here in explaining